You may not have heard of Mel Gabler, but for decades, the retired Texas oil company worker and his wife had a profound influence on what American children read in their schools. Mel Gabler died Sunday at age 89. NPR's John Burnett reports.
In 1961, Mel and Norma Gabler discovered errors in their son's school textbook. That prompted an involvement in the state textbook adoption process that lasted more than 40 years and spawned a citizens' movement. 2 years ago, Mel Gabler sat in the living room of his small house in Longview, Texas, and reflected on the problems with American textbooks.
Nearly everything where they give problems, the solution is not individuals or free enterprise. The solution is almost always big government. Government becomes God in people's mind that are pretty well indoctrinated with socialism.
The conservative Christian couple became the bane of publishers, state education board members, and liberal critics. What they did so effectively rippled across the country because textbooks written to the standards of a big state like Texas are the same ones sold to other states. The Gablers prided themselves on catching errors of fact. In 1992, Texas fined publishers $1.5 million for more than 450 factual errors in 10 history textbooks. In one legendary Gabler catch, the state board rejected an American history book after it was pointed out that George Washington got a few paragraphs while actress Marilyn Monroe got 6 pages. Liberal critics complained the Gablers started a right-wing movement that has now hijacked the textbook adoption process. Norma and Mel Gabler were always amused by their detractors and tenacious in their activism.
I don't know what a right-wing extremist is. I haven't figured that out.
John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
Well, every one of our founding fathers, almost without exception, would be considered a right-wing extremist
nowadays. This is the type of work we do.